but it is a sign on the fringes. We've seen a ratcheting up of violence. We saw it, I thought, at the conventions on both sides. We saw it at the Trump rallies on both sides. And the people on the fringes of society, we've just seen a ratcheting up in their feeling of justification that they can resort to violent means. And this guy apparently had a list of people, according to what's being reported this afternoon, of people he wanted to shoot. And so that's weaponizing mentally disordered people through the process of political extremism.
You hope, Judy, but to David's point, in both parties, according to Pew Research, in both parties, what drives the most activist wing is not support and energy and advocacy of their own side, it's loathing of the other side. That's the gauge as to whether you're going to be politically involved, you're going to vote, and whether you're going to contribute. How much do you loathe the other party? How much do you hate them? There was a time, I'll be very blunt, when I came to Washington, when the legitimacy of your opponent was never questioned. You questioned their judgment, you questioned their opinions or their arguments, but you never questioned their legitimacy. And that changed, and it changed, and one of the reasons it changed is a man was elected from the state of Georgia who ran on a book, and the book was, you use these words, you use sick, you refer to pathetic, traitor, liar, corrupt, shame, enemy of normal Americans. This was Newt Gingrich's Bible. It wasn't an idea of a policy, it wasn't a program. He used it and he became successful. He became Speaker of the House. Donald Trump is a clone of Newt Gingrich. Donald Trump used Donald Trump, Lion Ted, and lightweight Bobby Jindal, and Mitt Romney choked like a dog.